trillion.
Yeah, man. So if you now tuned the fuck in, it's the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy Dwayno. It's your boy Dwayno, and I got my co-host.
XK, man, in the building, you know.
You feel me?
The poop.
Right. Hell yeah. And, you know, this is episode 2. We want to, you know, show love to everybody who's supporting, tapping in, you know, regardless if you're just listening or, you know, if you're viewing. And, you know, 2021 been crazy, man. How y'all week been just so far?
Man, my week been cool, for real.
Hell yeah.
Hella fast pace. You know.
Shit, I had a couple good days, couple bad days, but shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. We're going to get through it.
Yeah, the shit you was just speaking on before we jumped it off is crazy as far as, like, the unemployment and shit, but we definitely going to get into that. You know, we're gonna start it off we'll just start it off with the slap of the week, you know what I mean? So basically the slap of the week is something you've been slapping heavily hard, heavily in rotation, for the past couple of days. I know I'm constantly listening to music when I'm in the car, and I'm not gonna lie, that drink you gave me, that motherfucker's kicking in like right now.
Tap in. Let me know, man. I'll get you right.
God damn.
Just look for the post.
But yeah, as far as the slap of the week, we'll start with you.
Man, Bird 100, man. Bird 100. You can run it.
What's this one called?
What is the name of it, man? I just be slapping
it. No, it's called Air It Out.
Yeah, Air It Out.
So yeah, like, if nobody's familiar with Bird.
Bird
is a KC rapper. A lot of niggas in KC label him as a snitch. A rat. I don't really know the backstory or none of that because I never got tied in. But he been dropping some shit. He's still rapping. You fuck with Bird at all?
Nah, not really.
Right. No. I know the town was fucking with him. Topeka was fucking with him a lot.
Like when they had Magic. I mean, the Club Magic.
Mm-hmm.
When they had Club Magic in Lawrence.
I think Juan P. opened up for him.
I don't need no tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably his biggest one. Who this go to?
I remember that.
All right, so we're going to check out this new shit by Bird, Air It Out.
Well, they put, what they were saying, mood. Yeah, mood.
It's another K-Town beat.
I didn't even know he was dropping shit. Yeah, and there's never really been no denying in that nigga being a rapper for real. He really was that nigga when I first moved to the city.
Doing it.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, like, the numbers, No Tent got like 2 million. It's pretty old, but he definitely did numbers and had the town.
He had the streets online. Facts.
Yeah, definitely. I think Juan P might have opened up for him one time. At Magic.
He did. Tone, all of them did.
Yeah. Y'all familiar with MB58?
Yeah, you put me on here.
What about D-Walk?
No.
Yeah, D-Walk. D-Walk that nigga right now in KC.
From KC?
Mm-hmm. He got like, he be doing his auto-tune shit, but he got a slapper that has been going strong for a little over a year now. He redid that Too Short Freaky Tale shit.
That's him. I didn't heard that. I couldn't. You gotta send me the link to that because I didn't know the name of it.
Just type in Freaky Tales, bro.
Freaky Tale, okay, yeah. I heard it.
Bro, I've been slapping that shit since like 2018, and it still go. Like Chiefs players be slapping that shit, posting it on their Instagrams and shit. Like, he got it. He just did a interview with shout out the nigga D-Walk, man. You doing your thing, but he just did an interview with
I'm about to pull that
that Dirty Glove Bastard shit that King Mane just did. Yeah. Remember King Mane was sitting on the porch doing that interview? Yeah. And CW, the Youngblood, he just did one. But D-Walk did one, too.
I'm about to tap into that.
But MB58, I fuck with him. He like Crip rapper. He really go hard. Him and Lindell, them is like my three rappers from the city that I fuck with. Lindell, MB, and
so who is you slapping?
D-Walk. Yeah, I'm slapping this. My slap of the week. I don't know if y'all familiar. It's this cat from Louisville, Kentucky. Yo Gotti just signed him like 2 weeks ago. His name is ESTG. He got this one called Young Shiners. I cannot stop slapping. Here it go. Yeah, it's on. I see y'all talking. Just look, you know what I mean? That's the audio. You'll be able to see it. Let me get another one of these, probably. Body full of diamonds. Yeah. So that's ESTG. That's Young Shiners. You can look him up. He just dropped a new mixtape. I ain't gonna cap. I'm not really on his mixtape too heavy. He got a few of them on there. Remember I let you hear that shit with 42 Doug?
Yeah.
He got one with him on there. He's from Louisville, Kentucky, so I don't know any other rappers from Louisville, Kentucky.
I don't either. You said you just been bumping the single. You ain't really tapped into the album.
Right. He just dropped. Like I said, he just signed with Yo Gotti. Like, you go to Yo Gotti's Instagram, and that nigga got a video. He's taking $1 million out cash. Just give it to the nigga signed in the studio. Damn. And,
He said everybody going broke, blaming it on the virus.
Yeah, he did. He talking shit on there, bro. Like I said, he from Louisville, Kentucky. The only other rapper that has made it from Louisville, Kentucky is the white dude, Jack Harlow.
Right.
I don't know if y'all familiar with him. So, and they got music together. Yeah, they got music together on iTunes. So shout out to him. So what about your slap of the week? I know you got one.
Shit, my slap of the week. You know, I'll fuck with the old heads. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Young Jeezy, Modern Day. The new album, Recession 2.
Oh. Yeah. We do not own the rights to any of this music.
Yeah.
I'm plugged in. Oh, yeah, I do fuck with this one. Mm-hmm. Snowman. We've been fucking with Snowman forever.
Right there.
Grey Goose sipping shit, nigga.
Been on the run with him.
Yeah. Recession 2.
Delta.
I had a raggedy ass Delta.
2005. Yep. I was born this nigga drop. 2005, 2006.
Shout out to Gucci, man.
Gucci.
But you lost, nigga. You handled that, nigga, at the end there, but you still took that L, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out to Gucci Man and Young Jeezy, man. We plugged the fuck in.
Yeah, they did that.
So, moving along, man, we got another segment here. The fuck me up of this week. The fuck me up of this week. Something that fucked me up this week. So, basically, something that fucked y'all up this week, bro. Like, or within the last week.
Got you. check it out. Yeah, let me get the mic. Let me get in here. It was a winter storm. What was it, Saturday, Sunday?
When
it was
mm-hmm, the winter storm? Yeah, get in there with some more.
Yeah, it hit Sunday, you feel me? And went to Starbucks, you know, for whatever reason.
You talking about just a couple days ago?
Yeah, a couple days ago, right? In line, long-ass line, waiting for a minute. I see motherfuckers just pull up, hop out, go in, come out, leave, right? This lady comes out to motherfuckers.
Snow everywhere at that.
Snow everywhere, snow. Coming
how
down.
Cold is it? Like 1 degrees? Y'all don't understand. Where we at right now, it's cold as a motherfucker.
Yeah, it was like -4, okay? So, this lady comes out, and I'm thinking she gonna hop in somebody's truck. But nah, she just takes off walking out the parking lot. We're on Wanamaker. If y'all from Topeka, Wanamaker is on the west side of town. It's where the mall used to pop at. We ain't even got no mall no more, but...
Hold on, Starbucks. That's where Starbucks at on exactly? Like 10th and Wanamaker or something?
Nah, bro. It's up here, like across 29. The thing from McDonald's.
Oh, like up there by home, like up there by Hy-Vee and shit?
Yeah, right? So, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's snowing. I'm like, okay, she gonna hop in somebody's car.
Is she bundled up?
She got on a coat. It looked like some pajama pants.
You said it was early, too.
Man, it had to be... Yeah, it was early.
So she came out of bed.
Yeah, hopped up out the bed, walking.
Hopped up out the bed.
With a coat on. It's
for Starbucks.
What's the Starbucks?
And the line was so long that by the time we got back over there, I couldn't see where she was walking. But from where we was at, it wasn't no houses.
From where?
It wasn't no houses in sight. She had to walk. You know what I mean?
But like I said, she wanted that kick. She needed that kick, that caffeine kick.
I'm
a coffee drinker, though. Y'all drink coffee? I drink coffee every morning.
Yeah,
I drink a coffee every morning because, like, when I quit smoking cigarettes, bro, I had to have that kick in the morning for me. And I ain't going to say, like, I was just drinking coffee every day.
You drink coffee every day.
But the problem was, I'm a big nigga, so I can't be drinking, like, sugary-ass sweet coffee every morning. And I'm smoking cigarettes, too. So that's when I kicked the cigarettes. But my pops, he always drinks like straight black coffee.
Straight black.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's.
But it took me a long time to like get used to it, and that's how I drink coffee now.
Yeah. You be up.
Up.
What time you get up?
I mean, it just depends. Like I work Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I get up at 4 in the morning though. I do, not every day, but when I go to work, I work like Friday through Monday.
Right.
Okay. So I go to work. Friday and Saturday, I get up early, but then I work like night shift on the Saturday and Sunday, so I ain't got to get up early. But a nigga already be up like, you know, 8-9 in the morning anyway.
No matter what.
You know what I'm saying? But what was you saying about her? She just, that's all it was. She was just cold as fuck, and she was just walking outside and it's snowing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, it was the winter storm, and the fact that she walked to get this motherfucker Starbucks like a crackhead. A crackhead gonna get the crack in rain, sleet, or snow.
No matter feel what. Me?
So to see her come out the store with this motherfucking cup of coffee in winter snow.
And it probably was like 10 degrees outside.
It was negative.
Damn. It's probably like negative. It was like negative
20. Yeah, a couple days ago it wasn't a negative.
The inside of the store, the inside of the store was open.
It said negative 20.
Everybody else was in the line.
That was that record cold day.
Yeah, man. That just fucked me up.
Remember that
though.
Arctic blast
and she
came
was walking
down,
fast,
shit.
Too. Like this.
Yeah, she's working fast. Keep them thighs warm, nigga. You got to walk fast, nigga. Ain't nothing else gonna be even warm standing outside like that.
Her shit was froze by the time she got home.
Walking. She didn't have more coffee left. She only had one cup, too.
Yeah, so I think, like, for me, the fuck me up this week, what fucked me up for real is, like, this power outage that Evergy is pulling. I don't know who's all connected to Evergy. I don't think people in Texas have. Maybe they do. I don't know. But wherever... And it probably just ain't Evergy. It's all over, ain't it? Or is it just the Midwest?
I don't know. It happened in Texas. Yeah, they said the whole United States is cold.
Yeah, they got shit fucked up.
Texas,
people is...
They shit is fucked.
People is
they
like...
Out.
Yeah, people
out,
is...
Yeah.
You know, I'm going on my timeline on social media, and a lot of folks is just talking about, you know, how they going through it. And I seen one girl. I seen Haley's baby mom. She was saying, like... You know, she's grateful. You know what I mean? Sis was grateful because, you know, there's homeless people out here outside. And, you know, but I just want everybody that's going through it or has went through it, you know, try to stay warm. We're going to get through it. And, it's fucked up what they doing right now. I haven't experienced it yet where I live at. What about y'all?
Yeah, so. I see it, though. I mean, I see.
Earlier, they said they wasn't doing it no more. Now, they said they doing it again at A. So, shit.
Yeah, remember, did I send y'all that screenshot?
Yeah, 45 minutes later, after we talked about it, they said, nah, look, this, we lied.
So why do y'all think, because like what's fucking me up about it is, why are they doing it during Black History Month, and why are they doing it in the winter?
Because I think
they said the power grid can't handle it.
The power grid and the natural gas or some shit like that.
Okay.
I think it's like they finna run out of their natural resources.
Yeah, shit.
We ain't gonna have,
no power. We all gonna be out. Y'all gonna be out in the dark.
So I think when they say stressing the grid, I think it's this stressing the, you know.
I don't understand how everything's not like solar power by now.
Facts. We didn't have to worry about this shit. Yeah.
Well, I seen somebody on Facebook today kind of speak on like Joe Biden and how he's eliminated a lot of energy jobs, and so that might have something to do with it. I don't know.
Like the coal or whatever.
The companies like that all like are making money off energy right now. He deleted a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Like thousands.
Like the coal industry.
Like people was making like $70,000 a year and up as far as salary on some energy shit. Like all the top energy jobs that was going on right now. He's eliminated it, all that shit. So that's people that like is losing out on a job right now. And then this shit happened. Everything happened for a reason, bro. Because even though they saying like, it can't handle all the power, I don't believe that.
But the energy,
why would you set something up that can't handle whatever it is.
But look at California and New York, place like that, during the summertime, they go through this shit all the time. Shit,
the jobs that he cut, you know, like they was the jobs that do a lot of polluting.
Right.
So, at the same time, but they wasn't prepared for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like, we should have been had solar power, should be like everywhere by now.
I agree.
I mean, they've been pushing it for how many years now?
But Trump was on that other shit, man. He blocked that solar panel, all type of weird shit. You know what I mean? We'll see what Biden's gonna do, but most definitely.
Didn't Trump just win? Like, not win, but he didn't get impeached, so he can run again.
He can run for president again.
I think he'll probably get it too. I'm not a supporter of him, but shit.
He'll be 90 years old.
Yeah, that's true. Why would you even want to run at that age? You know what I mean?
Biden's ass is old too.
Because he's literally no. They both like 84. I think Biden's older. Trump might be 82, he's 84, but even still, you do 4 years in that motherfucker.
Trump going to jail. Jail.
Imagine if Trump was to come back, win, and do another four, bro, going to be like 92.
Before 4 years up, Trump going to be in jail.
Right, that would be horrible.
They about to get him in Georgia.
Speaking on presidents real quick, why are they all so old all the damn time?
Why is everybody old? Why is everybody in the whole?
Like Obama was a decent age. Obama was a decent age. I think he's like 55 now or something. At least 50.
They need a whole new.
They need
to makeover.
Everybody out that month.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can agree on that, but it's just like,
really, in 2 minutes, you got to go.
I think the president age, because you got to be like 36 to be the president. I think it should be cut off at like 46 or 42, maybe 46.
It's a lot more shit going on.
Maybe even 50.
They out of date.
All this shit that they that they see ain't even the reality of what's actually the fuck going on. You feel me? So I agree completely. Get their old ass out of there, man. Y'all got old laws and old bullshit that is irrelevant to anything that's going on out here. For real.
Laws that don't even really fully apply to certain people.
Got motherfuckers locked up for getting more time for selling two keys. But you got these motherfuckers touching these little kids that get out in 4 or 5 motherfucking years, and they just, all they got to do is sign this motherfucking list or whatever. Man, that's bullshit. Straight up.
Shit. Biden signed that in the law.
That's some old bullshit.
But what it is, because there's a lot of these motherfuckers. A lot of.
Trying to fix it, though.
Not all of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them wear more than one hat. Some of them be cops, but some of them work for the FBI. You know, they all tied in somehow, bro. That's why that Capitol shit went down. But yeah, I don't want to get off
the fuck me up shit.
What fucked me up, energy shit.
Shit, what fucked me up is unemployment in Kansas, man. That shit is crazy.
Speak on that.
They've been having everybody waiting for at least a month because they got a new system, and the new system's messed up, too.
So you can't you can't contact them or call them.
I mean, you call them. You got to call them about 1,000 times, though. You ain't going to get in.
Right.
That's crazy. I ain't never seen
What's the longest you had to wait, like on the phone?
On the phone?
Yeah, to actually talk to somebody.
about like 3 hours. I call
Just shit. Sitting there, like,
nah, you gotta call you back. You gotta call them back. Like, it goes through the system. You call, you gotta press like one for English, and then
that's fucked up. So they don't have
system. And then you press what you want to go to.
Right.
And then after you press what you want to go to, it'll send you to a thing like, do you want to take a survey? Yes or no, whatever.
Speaking of Mike, say that again.
It asks you, do you want to take a survey? Yes or no, or whatever. And then once they ask you that, it'd be like, nah, agent's not available right now.
But they don't have like, they don't have no shit to where you could be like, leave your number and we'll call you back at a certain time.
They don't have nothing like that.
Yeah, see, the unemployment, a lot of these shits like that, I don't know what the fuck to call them, but they're not updated. They still are going off of like some 1970 shit.
Yeah, they said our computers is like from 40 years ago.
See, that's what got me fucked up.
And what's fucked up about it, they said the last governor had new computers in the basement and they gave them away.
Well, you know the unemployment shit back when the pandemic shit popped off, when the pandemic shit popped off, I don't know about all of them, but like Kansas and Missouri, especially Kansas, their whole website of unemployment shut down at one point.
Yeah.
Because so many people was trying to call, tap in, file unemployment, make claims.
2020 and 2021, y'all ain't got enough.
And it's still fucked up from a year ago. That's what's crazy.
But you want to know why, and I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody in that motherfucker is 60 years old, 55 years old, ain't retired yet, done got 40 motherfucking goddamn years in the motherfucking facility. Get your old ass out. Retire. I get it. You ain't got nothing else to do. But get your ass up and go in there and do your little 8-to-4 or whatever, but move it along. Because other shit, like technology's moving too fast and it's time to upgrade.
Because
my nigga can't even get a file. He can't even file a claim.
They owe me for 7 weeks. That's crazy.
Nigga, see, and you'd crazy. Be wrong if you ran in that motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did the capital on him. We'd be fucked up.
Give me the shit. Yeah.
But that was crazy. People been waiting longer than me. I'm good, but shit, there's other people.
Have you got a stimulus?
You know, I ain't got my stimmy.
See,
it's all bad.
Nigga ain't even been stimulated. That's crazy.
Nope, don't go back to work till March. But shit, there's people who's worse off than me, so shit. I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's like, there's
the fact that you could even say that, bro, is real, because there is a lot of people out there fucked up.
And then they turn the power off on them.
Yeah, for 2 or 3 hours. They said 30 to 60 minutes, and I've heard 2 to 3 hours. That's a big difference to me, to be sitting in the motherfucking dark.
Let me ask y'all, would y'all rather deal with like the heat or the cold? Like, as far like, what if they did lose the whole power shit and we just had to sit here in the cold? What if it was summertime?
I deal with the heat,
my nigga.
Because you can always get in that shade.
Yeah.
And cool the fuck off.
I deal with the heat all day anyway when I work.
That's true, because if you like cold as fuck, you start burning.
I get a gas fan or something.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
Open up the windows.
It's white people weather. Shit.
Yeah, so I'm going to speak on, we're going to touch on celebrity deaths, you know, people that lost their lives so far in 2021. We got the OG Cicely Tyson, who was the, you know, award-winning, one of the first actresses, African-American women, to really do her thing on a lot of motion pictures. One of my favorite moments of her, I ain't gonna cap, I wasn't really huge on, you know, a lot of movies that she was in, but I do remember her being in, do y'all remember her in American Gangster? She played like Denzel's mom and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a run in with T.I. and shit, because T.I. was in that movie. So I remember her in that was pretty cool. I think she was like 94 or something like that. So, you know, legend did her thing. R.I.P. to her.
R.I.P.
You also got Larry King, the host of, you know, the late TV show. Real famous for doing that. That nigga was doing that for years. He passed on.
There's been a lot of deaths.
Yeah, so
he
far.
Was one that was, he was competing with Seinfeld, if y'all remember.
Yeah, Larry King was that man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you got Larry Flint, who was like the CEO of the Hustler magazine.
Yeah, a lot of, see, I might be too young for that.
Right.
To them old diggers like us. Need a couple of them.
See, we're still from that era where you had to like rewind the tape,
the
you know what I mean?
Hey,
back to where it was.
29, 13. Right there.
Now a nigga can just wake up out of his sleep, go to Google and look at some ass.
Yeah, for free. Look at whatever you want to.
And some of you hoe ass niggas, lame ass niggas, I ain't gonna say hoe, some of you lame ass niggas will pay for an OnlyFans account.
Oh, man, come on, man, you tripping.
Yeah. We're not gonna get into that. So Hank, Hank Aaron, the Hall of Famer, baseball player, he passed on. Have y'all been to the museum in the city?
No, I only said
I went when I was younger. Yeah. I haven't been back.
Go check it out. Go check out. Yeah, go check it out down there at the 8th. If you're ever in Kansas City, go down there to like the 18th Street Vine area. They got like jazz. I don't know if they got a jazz, but I know they got the baseball, historical African American baseball museum. Go in there and check that out if you're ever in the city. It's dope just to check it out. Wear your mask. Yeah.
Sanitized.
Screech, nigga. Screech.
Two masks.
Screech died.
Yeah, I know.
From Saved by the Bell. If you're a 90s kid, you probably know. Or, you know, an 80s baby, you probably know. If you're a 90s kid, you probably wasn't up on Saved by the Bell. But Screech died. I don't even really know what happened. But you were saying that the nigga was in jail.
He was in jail. If I'm right, correct me in the comments if I'm not. He was in jail for life. The nigga was gone.
Oh damn! Screech. I ain't even know that.
Yeah, said, that's what I said. He said he went to the doctor because he felt pain all over his body. If I'm saying, and that when they searched him, it was cancer. Yeah, wasn't no COVID shit. He said he had pain all over his body. His muscles was hurting or some shit. And then when they checked his ass,
you know what he was in jail for?
We have to Google it, man. But I know it was murder. To my knowledge, he was locked up. He wasn't getting out.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was young. He was like 46 years old. R.I.P. to Screech. Yeah. Then we got former NFL player Vincent Jackson. He died. I guess he was found in a hotel.
Yeah, elaborate on that.
It just hit the media. He was like 38 years old, former player. I guess the last team he played for was the Bay, you said?
Bucks.
Yeah, Tampa Bucks. Bay. Very unfortunate. RP to Vincent.
They really don't know what happened to him yet.
Yeah, we're going to have to get more info.
Said his family like reported him missing, though.
Yeah, about a month ago. But then the police made contact with him, so they said he was good. And then 3 days later, they found him dead.
What y'all think? What that sound like, bro? Is that Mike possible foul play?
After the Super Bowl?
I think that was like
Bowl.
Suicide.
Yeah, he was should have been there. Sorry, I don't mean to say it like that, but... The content.
What'd you say? Shouldn't have been there?
Should have been there. You know what I mean?
I mean, but he was old, though. So, you know. I think he was like 38.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Why you say that? Like, I'm 39.
I'm saying like football years. Oh, I'm football like, years. Damn. Football years.
He did kind of just hit it. Yeah. Damn, that nigga old.
Everybody ain't Brady.
Yeah. So, yeah. Rest in peace to him. It's super unfortunate.
RIP, though. Yeah.
I hate to hear stories like that.
Yeah, that's sad.
It could be the medicine, too, man.
You know, sometimes people don't know what they're doing or what they're taking, and sometimes you take several, you go multi on shit. You don't know, your body can't always handle
CTE.
It.
CTE. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With the pain pills they be giving them too.
Could have concussions. You never know.
You play on defense.
But you hear about the that's something else we got to get into.
What's that?
About the concussions, how they treat black people and white players,
As far as like the what the media portrays when they come out.
Like
with
how
the
shit. they rate them or whatever, like the concussion levels.
Oh,
not getting paid for the CTE or concussions like white people because they're held to a higher standard.
Damn.
That shit is crazy.
That's fucked up, man. We need answers.
We got to get another segment of that because I actually, when I started doing videos, this is off subject, but this is some real shit. I started doing videos, man. I met this dude named Christian Bollard, mm-hmm. a professional football player. And he just told me the story how one day he just woke up.
Yeah, get in there.
How he woke up and said he quit. Walked away from the NFL. I'm going to leave it at that. But I was like, damn. But after he explained
his reasons.
After he explained it.
There's a lot of players. It's not rare. There's a lot of players that will just up and stop playing.
And like politics.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Politics and everything.
You don't know everybody's story, bro. You know, you get to know them personally and you understand what's going on. So, yeah, I wanted to do the some shit that might fuck you up a little bit. So, you got a situation here. You got three situations. All right. Here's the three situations. You can only have one of them. All right, so you can either you're gonna lose your hearing.
This nigga.
Is that what it's called? Like hearing? Yeah.
Yeah, you hearing.
Either you're going to lose your hearing, you won't be able to hear shit, or you can lose sight, or no pussy. You can only pick one for the rest of your life.
Hey, man.
That's a life. A yeah. life.
After, so basically, it's no pussy, nigga, or no, you can't hear shit. You can everything else is cool. You got both your legs, all your fingers and toes, nigga. You cannot hear, you cannot see, or you're not getting no pussy. You got to pick one. For me, I'm going to kick it off. I could go the rest. I could go the rest of my life without shit. Yeah, actually, yeah. I think I'm gonna take your lane. I think I'm gonna just take the, you know, because I can always get head, bro. I would still like to hear and see. I could always get some head, so I'll take no pussy.
You said no pussy.
Yeah. Hear and see.
Cause you get old, you know what I mean. You get old, you only gonna want some head anyway. You ain't gonna be able to be. I'm not gonna be able to be fucking like that. I'm fucking now, nigga, and it's over with. When it's over, I'm out, sleep.
Yeah, I'm taking a power nap.
Shit. That is a hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. After he said, like, hold on,
man. I think I go with being deaf. Cause I can still see, you know. I'll be able to read lips. You know?
That's true. I ain't think about that. That's true. you ain't gonna hear goddamn.
And I'm still getting the box.
You're like, what?
And I'm still getting the box.
Be like, what? What'd you say? What'd you say?
Write it down.
Yeah, I can read, nigga. I can read.
Write it down.
Hey, okay, man. My nigga said he ain't got to hear shit. Okay. I would need to see for sure.
Everybody want
to
text now anyway.
Hey, man.
I got to know what a motherfucker playing me or, you know what I mean?
After further conclusion.
Yeah. I might have to double back on that one, real talk. I might have to double back, no cap. I kind of feel that. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Hit us in the comments.
You ain't got to hear the bullshit.
You good.
Hit us in the comments. Don't forget to like this video, like this page, subscribe. But leave us a comment. Let us know what you would do.
Yeah.
And women, you know what I mean? If you don't get down like that, if you do, cool. You can leave that comment. If not, just, you know, switch it the other way around.
Yeah. Let us know. 1, 2, or 3.
I'm
going to be dead.
What y'all going with?
Yeah, that was cool. So real quick, I want to touch on the Meek Mill versus 6ix9ine. For those who don't know, who's not really tapped in, I'm not super tapped in.
I ain't either. I'm a little bit.
I just follow certain people, and they just posted certain blogs. They posted Meek Mill, and I guess 6ix9ine was waiting outside.
Up on it a little bit.
Yep. 6ix9ine ran up. I guess he was, like, waiting outside of a club, and Meek and his people came out, and I guess it was – this nigga 6ix9ine had his phone out.
He got his phone out.
Yeah, niggas. It looked like 6ix9ine ran down on him and his people, but both the niggas had security. Like 6ix9ine had his security.
6ix9ine was calling them the police and shit. That shit is crazy.
Right.
And he quoted Pooh Shiesty. He had a Pooh Shiesty.
See,
line.
I didn't catch that video.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it all.
He had a Pooh Shiesty line.
But you were speaking, but speak a little bit on like,
what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, there's a video, man. I don't know. Some of y'all have had to see the video. I don't know what rapper it was, but when they first came out, he said 6ix9ine offered him the bag to go back and forth on the internet.
Hold on. Speak. You got to get that mic.
Yeah. I said, I don't know what rapper it was.
It was one of them Chicago names.
Yeah, it might have been Dirk.
Yeah, I think it was Dirk.
But one of them, he said that little...
Dirk 6ix9ine, did say that.
Yeah, 6ix9ine wanted to give him the bag. So they go back and forth on Instagram or on social media. So the whole Meek Mill and 6ix9ine is just like, bruh. Like, I mean, like.
So
like,
it kind of got you thinking like it's publicity stunt.
Yeah, cause like you was talking about earlier, like we come from a different era. So if one of us make it, and we all out, if something pop off, my niggas gonna be like getting a car. They gonna handle that nigga regardless of where they at. That's what they gonna do. That's just how it is with us. It's something different. So that's why I said, man, come on, man, like. That's just me thinking, like, even if it was something real, somebody would have popped that nigga, beat that nigga up, and he would have gotten in the car and drove off.
while his homeboys would have took the charge. You would have bailed him out.
Everybody had security.
It would have been it.
Yeah. So, like, nobody got touched. It was just a bunch of niggas. Yeah,
everybody got security.
It, you know, both the niggas, both sides were screaming back and forth. It was really some hoe-ass shit, some internet shit.
Meek said he spit on him.
Meek said he spit on 6ix9ine?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Hey, well, shit. So, this nigga, Wack 100, he got involved. He got on the internet on some troll shit. It was funny as fuck. He basically said, like, the rats won one, and the rappers lost one. And he got on there, you know, made a couple of videos, and was pretty much, you know, clowning Meek Mill. And like I was telling you earlier, I'm 50-50 with the way all this shit is rolling out. Because to me, let me just break it down to you. For example, if XK is a super rapper right now, he's on top doing his thing. I'm his road manager. Coop is like his DJ. He got a whole entourage. We on tour. We going city to city. Touring all around the United States. This nigga's killing shows, you know, selling out shit. He's the star, XK. This nigga might run into some people that disagree with his whole image. He should be the last nigga that even gets near any kind of threat. See, Wack 100 was pretty much clowning Meek because Safari, I don't know if y'all familiar with Safari. Safari's like this, he's Nicki Minaj's ex.
Basically, before Meek.
He raps and shit, and I guess.
Before Meek.
Right, so. At one point, I guess it was a few years ago, Meek's his people ran down on Safari. You can go look it up. It's on YouTube. They chased the nigga down. I don't even know if they I don't even know if they really jumped him like that, but it's a video clip of them like chasing the nigga down.
That nigga took off.
This nigga's folded.
I think I kind of heard about it.
Right. So this nigga Wack comes out like, "Oh, you run down on niggas like that, but when the rat roll up on you, it's a different story." That's why I said I'm 50-50. I agree with it a little bit, but at the same time, I'm
now
like...
You're moving different, though.
Yeah, because he, like you see, he just got out of jail.
But at the same time, when them niggas ran Safari, down on Safari, Meek wasn't nowhere in the circle. Like, it was Meek's people, like, running on this
Safari
nigga.
Safari didn't have it wasn't security.
Meek. Right.
So, shit.
So, yeah, that shit crazy to me. It's basically just... Mm-hmm. It's entertaining, I guess, to say the least. But, you know, Meek kind of responded to Wack and was like, "You a clown. You supposed to be an OG. You want niggas out here to really be dead." And, you know, basically just like misguiding the youth with the type of shit. And I will admit, a little bit, he's kind of misguiding the youth with it. But it's funny because, you know.
It's social media. Instagram.
Right. And as a young nigga, you can't really tell the young, my bad, you can't really tell the young generation shit. They got to, like, learn, bro. They gotta learn from shit.
Same way we learn.
You could tell a young nigga all you want to about what he shouldn't do and shit, but a nigga have to go sit down to learn, bro.
They a little bit different though. Yeah, the niggas play with big guns. I gotta take that back. The niggas play with big guns.
Yeah.
Little Thundercats.
I mean, think about it. If we was on Black Planet like these niggas is now back in the day, yeah, it would have been like that. But it wasn't evolved into that yet.
Phone,
we was just doing some top 8 shit. We was just listening to music, you know, fucking off. It ain't what it is now.
They
think this shit normal.
Right. I agree. 100%.
Yeah. So, Pooh Shiesty, do y'all fuck with Pooh Shiesty at all? He's real hot right now. The new rapper. You fuck with him at all?
No.
I'm not on him real heavy, but I wanted to speak on him real quick. He's signed to Gucci Man's label.
17,
yeah, and he's doing his shit. He's knocking shit down. I like a couple of songs he got with like Lil Durk and shit. But he's not in heavy rotation in my shit. But I just wanted to speak on him real quick because a lot of niggas is really like talking like he that nigga, like he about to take a Lil Baby spot. Not on no hater shit. Me, I was just telling you like it's just not for me. I don't see it. Like when I see. There's certain artists out there that I see, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, he'll still be around in 10 years."
That shit.
I don't see that with him. He might be around, but I don't see him like Roddy Ricch.
Gotcha.
Like I think Roddy Ricch gonna be around in 10 years, and the song "The Box" will still be playing. Like it just
it's
came out.
Classic, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't hear nothing like that from Pooh Shiesty.
See, I never really. He got a song right now
with Lil Durk called "Back in Blood." And it's probably his biggest song out. But, yeah, but, like.
Think about it.
Cool song.
Cool. Yeah.
Song, you know.
I think, for me, really, it's his cadence. Because, you know.
Yeah, everybody sounded like to me. I don't know.
Yeah, for me, it's his. Like, his cadence is cool. But after, like, the third song, I can't listen to him no more because it sounds like the same three songs. It sounds like the same song again, at least when he's rapping. Now, the nigga ain't nothing but, like, early 20s. He's probably, like, 20, 21, 22. So, he still got time to grow and shit. But shout out to Pooh Shiesty.
Next one coming out, Elevate.
So, you know, also this month I wanted to speak on the Baby, the rapper, the Baby, and Killer City. How he kind of reacted to, he said he was going to be smoking on that Killer City pack after y'all niggas lost, after the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, man, that's it.
The whole KC was in an uproar.
On his aliens.
Yeah, it was crazy because he basically came out, made a video clip. And I'm like, when did this nigga become a Tom Brady friend? Tom Brady fan. You
know, but move like that nowadays, right, in sports, so right. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he definitely is arguably the GOAT, you know what I mean?
Like,
you can't
loyal to
I
a
can't,
team.
I can't, you know me, I'm way to the championship. I was rocking with the Chiefs. They lost. Right. It is what it is. But
yeah, my girl's a bandwagon ass fan too. And I told her they was gonna lose. But yeah, the whole city, like, KC was on social media
on
his nigga's head. I think Young Cat made, like, was it an actual music video?
It was actual
yeah,
music video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little skit.
I had seen the
cool
skit.
Cool little diss. Yeah. It was all right.
Did anybody else right. diss that nigga?
Young Cat did. It's on this page, man. Ain't no video. It's just a song.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure a couple niggas.
Yeah. So supposedly the Baby's banned. Yeah. Supposedly the Baby's banned.
KC and KCK and KC Mo.
He can't come back do those shows, but he probably ain't gonna come back.
He said
he
wasn't coming back because the roaches.
He said what?
He wasn't coming back because the roaches.
What is that about? That nigga came.
I think he went to go eat somewhere, and they had roaches. So he said he wasn't coming back.
That nigga said the whole city got roaches because this one spot got roaches. But he good, real talk. That nigga, he's up right now. He don't gotta really come back if he don't really need to. That's a bag. He gonna miss out. Sorry for you, buddy. So, yeah, I'm gonna hit y'all with the Marry, Fuck, and Kill. So, this is basically another segment called Marry, Fuck, and Kill. You got three choices. And it's gonna be between three lovely ladies. You'll have to decide.
Let us check them out.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, are you familiar? You familiar with Mulatto? She's a rapper.
Man, that's a motherfucking kid, bro. Hell no, man. Take her ass off there, man.
Still like the Baby's ex. They really about the same age, bro.
Bro, that nigga's
that's
finna
another one I was gonna pick.
He's finna be 30. she was on.
All right, I'll take Mulatto out for Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys, you know who Janae Aiko is?
Yeah.
Big Sean's girl.
Yeah,
I'll show you real quick. And Danny Lay. So them is the three. Are y'all familiar with Alicia Keys? If y'all know who Alicia Keys is, I'm getting up and walking out.
Yeah, man, she was on motherfucking, what's her nigga name? Jermaine Dupri's I Want to Be a Rap Star show, my nigga, with her dad as the manager. Hell no.
Who?
Mulatto, nigga, she was on that damn show with them kids. She was a kid. You didn't see that episode? She was on there with her dad.
So this is Danny Lay.
Gotcha.
This is the Baby's ex. And y'all know who Alicia Keys is.
Right. He said, marry, kill, and fuck.
Marry, kill, fuck.
Big Sean's
MKF.
So, yeah, do your research after this episode if you're not familiar. Mary.
This is a fucked up.
Mary, kill, fuck.
That is a fucked up question.
Yeah.
So, who would you marry and who would you kill and who would you fuck? Me, I started off, I would marry. Let's see. I'm going to do my Mary last. Nah, I ain't going to cap. I'm going to marry Alicia Keys.
Why?
I'm into music heavy. She gonna be playing that piano. We gonna be kicking it in front of the fireplace type shit. Danny Lay, I'm fucking.
Facts.
Janae Aiko, sorry, honey. I like your music, but you gotta go. That's my Mary. Fuck yeah. She bad though, but just, you know, out of them three, that's how I'm rocking.
Fuck it, this is okay. Man, Alicia Keys stole Swiss Beats from her husband. My nigga, so she's suspect.
Wow, damn. You knocking my bitch off like that? God damn. You gonna knock my bitch off like that? God damn. Wow, shit. Yeah, I got to come get you. This nigga to knock my... Nah, it's fucked up. Real talk.
Bitch, you got to go.
Hey, Janae, man, she dope, man. She got some dope music.
Decisions were made.
Yeah. Instantly, my nigga, headshot, bow. Janae, she cool, man. Dope music. I bet she's a deep person, man, so I'm going to fuck with her. And then the baby girl, I'm just going to fuck, because he said she going to suck his dick.
So you going to kill Alicia, you going to marry Janae.
Yep.
And you going to fuck, yeah.
Yeah, because the baby put her out there on the music.
Yeah.
He said she going to suck my dick when she mad at me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he said in the song.
Yeah.
You're going to put a lock in the purse. Fuck him with y'all. But that's my three. That's my three.
So, check this out. I think I'm going to go ahead and
preach.
I'm going to marry Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm going to kill Danny. She's a goner. She's gone.
Bitch bit the dust.
Yeah, out of there. She's out.
Bitch was 2-1.
And I'ma fuck Janae.
Facts, I feel you. Yeah, I'm fuck with it. Yeah, man. So
down.
Leave a comment. See, let us know who you would marry, fucking kill.
Yeah.
I had to make it hard. I can't make it obvious. I would have to, you know what I mean? Because if I did somebody like that was not even, I wouldn't even pick nobody ugly.
They're gonna get headshot first. Bow.
But you're gonna be like, yeah, she gotta go.
Right now.
Definitely marrying Miss Keys though.
Yeah. Facts.
Mr. Thin Line.
Yeah, Alicia Keys bad. But yeah, moving along, I wanted to put this on y'all one time. Like, if you was trapped on an island for 1 year and you could only listen to one album for that whole year. And that's it. No internet. You stranded. You got to catch your own shit. Right. It's just you. Nothing else.
Shit.
You only got one album. So you got the Carter 3, Victory Lap, and the Best of Sade album. Y'all familiar? You know Sade.
Yeah, folks. Got some on the phone right now, my nigga.
Okay.
Slap
it. So you got the Victory Lap, All Eyes on Me, I think what I said, and Sade. I'm gonna go last. I'm gonna let y'all pump this one off.
Carter 3.
Classic album, bro.
3.
Classic album. All year. Classic album.
What's on that?
Carter 3?
Yeah.
A million, some other shit.
My nigga, because I can't do that one for you. I'm about with the
Victory. It's a whole album, though, my nigga.
I mean, I ain't never really was into Nipsey. I ain't going to lie, so.
Yeah.
I can't.
That was when I was dope. I fuck with Nipsey.
Victory Lap was dope. Like, my favorite out of those three would probably be Victory Lap.
I don't think I could do Sade for a whole year on the island eating fish and shit.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I know you might get
I'll be crying, nigga. I'll be crying, bro.
I'll be freestyling to myself, for real. Yeah.
To a Sade album, nigga, I'm going to be.
Yeah. Out here eating fish, mad, hot.
In love with a fucking fake ass. Yeah, some shit. You like that one movie?
Nope. But that'd be me. Victory Lap.
So you said Carter 3, Victory Lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you say you was rocking with?
Probably Victory Lap. Yeah, I think I'm.
You said that was your favorite out of the three, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that. Because on his album, what I like, my favorite part about the Victory Lap album is like at the end of every song, the beat will stop and they add like some extra outro type of orchestra music. Shit is dope. Check it out if you ever get a chance to.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. I ain't really. tap in and it like that.
Nip got a lot of shit. He got a lot of. I'm gonna send you some shit.
When I hear some of his music, I'll be like, "That's dope," but I was never on him like that.
So, yeah.
So I ain't like one of the niggas that's gonna just hop on his way. Yeah, hop on his way because he died. You feel me?
Right. So,
most definitely,
Master P. I guess he's teamed up with this guy named. Let me not fuck it up. Name, man.
It's the black guy that was at Tesla. I don't know if they fired him. He about to get the name, but they about to make them supercars. You said, yeah.
Yeah, so Richard Patterson is his name. Master P teamed up with him. I guess he's like an engineer, former engineer at Tesla, and they about to do a supercar. What y'all think about that?
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be on some Bogues.
I'm fucking with you. Hopefully they cost as much as some Shaqs.
Yeah, they're going to give us that Shaq discount, though. We need the hood price. It got to be right, though.
Like, nobody's done that in hip-hop, like, went and made with... Got with like some car designers and type
Master
shit.
P has done everything.
Yeah, nobody's done what P's done.
He's rapped, played basketball. Nigga made he made noodles. He made chips. He made shoes. He made
clothes, chains.
Chains. Nigga had cell phones. No limit charms.
He low key.
Used to sell in the gas station.
He low key raising like two sons. It's probably gonna go to the NBA. He got two little sons right now that's in high school that are hooping.
Balling.
And they low key gonna go to the NBA, bro. Because both them niggas got growth sprouts going right now.
When they was in middle school.
Yeah, they getting real tall.
How he go from rap to being in the NBA playing for his 1 year?
Y'all know how they finessed him out of his career.
Out of what?
NBA.
How?
Like what had happened was
You know, I ain't into sports like that, so yeah, break it down.
Yeah, they like he was playing in the NBA, and then I believe they called him in the office, like the owner of the Toronto Raptors or who he played for. They cut him, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, but it was some bullshit. He just got cut for no reason. You know what I mean? Because the nigga was averaging. What did you say?
He was cool. I thought he said he could make more money in rap than in the NBA.
I believe he started saying that. I believe he started saying that now, but that I don't believe that was the conversation. I'm not saying that ain't true because I believe that's still true because he was hot back then. You know what I mean? But you know, we gotta give the OGs they flowers, man. While they here, he don't get enough at all. He was fucking with Nipsey. He was fucking with Nipsey Heavy too before Nipsey passed, and you can see all that going on. And so shout out to Master P, the whole No Limit, and can't wait till you know that shit come out because that's
slide down here in the Midwest so y'all can plug us in with some of that motherfucking game. That's what we need.
They come laces
for real though.
So if you from Topeka, you probably know about T-Rail. He just dropped some shit called Rail Play. It's an R&B album. The homie's seeing some good numbers on iTunes. I believe he went number one. So you know, shout out to him. We wanted to throw that out there and give you your flowers, brother, for doing your thing. Because, you know, no doubt about it. I mean, we all can agree here. He's did something for the town. I mean, I don't think a lot of people probably still – there's probably a lot of – I mean, obviously, Topeka ain't no home – what they call it, a household name. It's not no household city, obviously. It's too small. But, I mean, he's putting it out there when he get a chance to.
Yeah.
I just don't think that there's – you know, maybe if there was more – outlets focused on Topeka, you know, other artists might get a look, but you know, that's where Kansas City come in. But shout out to you, brother, do your thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all know who Michael Wilhoyd is.
Yeah.
He got like
went to high school with the homie.
Yeah, he got like a linebacker coaching job in the NFL somewhere. So
that's dope. Well,
he's from like Manhattan, but he went to Highland Park.
Okay. He went to Highland Park. He's a former NFL player.
That's dope.
Yeah. He went to the NFL. He played in the NFL.
He played for the
Michael Wilhoyt. Mm-hmm.
I think the Seahawks.
Shout out to Michael Wilhoyt. He was a cool ass dude. He kind of stayed to himself from what I remember going to high school. Like, he wasn't no lame ass nigga at all. He's hella cool. So, shout out to you, brother. Do your thing. And, you know, congratulations on the new position. So, lastly, I wanted to ask y'all, like, why y'all think that the black successful millionaires, billionaires, or whatever, haven't come together to, you know, make progress for black people in America. Or maybe y'all think there's a reason why they all don't need to come together. You know what I mean? Because everybody got to be the boss. You know, it's just like right now, a nigga might want to rap, but everybody around him want to rap too. Right. Instead of playing a position and, you know, sometimes niggas gotta realize that this the nigga and we need to all invest in him. And maybe that's what they doing. But what y'all think?
I go first.
Like, as far as, like, schools and all that shit.
I think in a lot of the situations, man, I think it's like when a lot of motherfuckers got a whole lot of money, right, I don't think they know how to sometimes take what the person is saying without disrespectful or taking it a fucked up way, I think. Like, if you're making $100 million, you're making $100 million, what can a motherfucker say to you that you can believe? You feel what I'm saying? It's a lot of trust and shit, I think. That's what I think, personally.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So... And that just comes with, I think, us being us and shit that we've been through.
Right.
And that's why in
some races, I can dig that. I ain't really look at it like that.
In some races, they get together, they'll build a whole motherfucking house and then go to the next one and then they all gonna be straight.
Bro, the whole family will be staying in a 2-bedroom.
But then they get their bread together and fix the next home, You know what I'm saying? And what we fuck up is we get money and we like, all right, well, shit, I got you, but I'm going to need you to do this.
It just has to do with our relationship with our, you know, where we come from in this country. We just don't trust shit. Right, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Here you go, my bad. But that's my thought.
Shit, I think a lot of it has to do with, because, like, some people just really don't give a fuck. I think a lot of them, like, do it for their city, too. They don't, like, do it worldwide. They just, like, do it for their little communities or whatever. And then some people just... like, shit, fuck it.
They feel like that's enough. They satisfied.
Just want the bag. That's it.
Like, I do toy drives every Christmas and shit. That's enough. Or, you know.
Yeah.
You think it's a write-off for some of them?
Yeah. A lot of them, it's a write-off.
Mm-hmm. Be honest.
Yeah. A lot of them, it's just a little tax write-off.
Fuck it, let's do it big. If it's a tax write-off, nigga, let's...
Hell yeah.
Let
the world.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's buy it. I want the whole Walmart truck full of bicycles.
As far as schools and shit, they should have been done, came together and doing, like, everybody's getting millions now.
And you can get it off weed. Thank you for bringing it. And you can get it off weed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not open up a school or, like, there's so much land in the United States somewhere. I read about, I might have sent it to you. It's been a minute. But there's, like, these two black women in Georgia somewhere. These women done started their own city. Like, an hour away from Atlanta, somewhere in Georgia. I can't really remember the name of the city. But, like, they bought land. They're slowly growing their own shit. Like, not just no food, but, like, they got, you know, a couple of doctors. Everybody's black.
I mean, that's how they did it in Humboldt County. The weed.
Yeah.
Everybody just moved, brought the land, moved out there and started growing weed. That was it. Came up.
See?
But yeah, I believe you though. Some people just don't give a fuck that much about it.
It's me. That's what they be on. It's me.
And yeah, and then, it's you me. Know, they still it's fucking me. With niggas in their city and some old shit.
I
said,
yeah, sometimes, you know, I agree.
One thing I will say though, we ain't trying to say that none of them don't do shit. Yeah, you know, some of them do. Cover. A lot of y'all do shit that we don't know about. Like Lil John done opened up like 2 whole schools in Africa.
That's dope, yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't.
Give shout out to Akon too. With his whole motherfucking city, he got over there. I don't even know where it's at. Mm-hmm. It's a whole futuristic city. It's supposed to be better than Bill Gates.
Still growing.
Yeah.
He gonna be the president one day and just pretty facts. Dude just starting his own fucking.
And he started from I've been locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did a song with Tekashi 6ix9ine too.
Man, fuck that.
They said
locked up too, so I don't. Yeah, he's whack for that.
They said
you gotta hold the L for
they
that.
Said Akon, they said China owned Akon, though.
Hmm.
They said China owned Akon. That's who loaned them all the money.
I don't know who did, but whatever China. It is, he got. He can get big guns.
They said that's kind of how.
China's don't get me on China.
China's getting their footprint in Africa right now and shit.
Nigga,
so,
do you know that this is a fact, nigga? China's already bought ranches
in Oklahoma
and in other parts of the Midwest. They've bought a lot of land in the Bahamas, I believe. Either that or Jamaica, not the Bahamas, Jamaica. They bought a lot of land for like their army type shit. Like they've bought a lot of land for that. And, you know, they got so much bread, and the U.S. owes them so much bread, they really can get a whole bunch of more shit.
Facts.
You know.
And debt.
But that's a whole nother topic, man. But, yeah, man, we don't want to hold y'all too long. Once again, it's your boy, Dwayne-O.
It's your boy, XK, man. XK.
And the homie.
The poop.
And this is the Plugged In Podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe. We're gonna get all y'all updated. We're gonna start getting some guests. You know what I mean? Let us know who you wanna see on here, any topics y'all want us to speak on.
Send the merch.
Love. Shout out to everybody. Don't forget, like, follow, Facebook, all the socials, all of that.
Boom.
And we get
plug
at
plug in.
Get plugged in.
That was cool, man. Not bad. I'm wondering if I should do like that, Mary, fuck shit, every time, or yeah. Probably will.
Switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here, and that drink got me lit. I got to drive back home.
See?
I'm going to be warm, though.
Hell yeah. That was cool.
Cool little episode. Let me stop this audio.
You stopped the video already?
Okay. Yeah, I did.